I'm Ichiyanagi from Japan Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism. Our proposal is related to the issue of famous concentration drift. This document proposes to align the provision of famous drift verification and correction common provision with UNR 649. So we propose to amend of Annex 4, paragraph 6.1 and Annex 7, paragraph 5.0. So first, Annex 4, paragraph 6.1. Thank you. The difference between the pre-test and post-test results shall comply with the requirements specified in Table A4/2. So under this table in the original document, if the difference between the pre-test and post-test results for the zero and span drift is higher than permitted, all test results shall be invalid and the test repeated. So here we propose to permit drift correction according to paragraph 5.0 in Annex 7. So you can see Annex 7, paragraph 5.0 in the second page. In the original document, equation and definitions are already provided, but reference and explanations are missing. So here, the equation and the definition remain unchanged from the original document, and we added a provision to clarify that this formula can be used for drift corrections. If the drift correction is greater than 6%, the test shall be invalid. So the reason for the change are written in justification. Japanese responsible authority and vehicle manufacturers are encountering the RDE test invalid and test repeated when PEM's concentration drift is out of criteria, even though the NOx emission results are expected to be lower than the emission limit. So it is estimated that the cause of the span drift exceeding the criteria during the post-test is high humidity. We believe that other hot and humid Asian countries besides Japan are also concerned about this issue. The proposal aims to clarify and align the provision of PEM's concentration and emission correction with UNR 49 as common provision. This helps to avoid unnecessary repetition of RD test and extra burden. So that's all for me. Thank you.